with me, but there's just a few verses that I want to read to you. Amen. We shake the obedience of God's people. Amen. Amen. Good to be here.
Amen.
Good to, I'm glad that there's a better day. Ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Glad that there's a better place.
Yes, sir.
I thought you drive down the road, and just about every road that you go down, you're going to see tombstones scattered on the hill. Glad there's a place, amen, we ain't going to see those no more. No more troubles and trials. Amen, aren't you glad for a place like that? Then the book of Romans in chapter number 8, been on my mind all day long. And everything that's been said and done just bears witness what's on my heart. I may just read these verses to you. Amen, and that be it. But I don't want to leave tonight without reading them to you. Amen. Amen. The book of Romans in chapter number 8 and verse number 35. Romans 8 and verse number 35. The Bible says, who, amen, shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, amen, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are, amen, accounted as sheep, amen, for the slaughter. If we leave it right there, boy, it looks pretty bleak for us. If we leave it at that, boy, amen, it looks like we're in a bad way. But he said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Amen, through him that loved us. I love this verse. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, amen, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm glad that the Lord loves me. We look at that song, amen, Jesus loves me. Amen, we think that that's just for our children. It'd do all of us good to sing that every day of our life. That Jesus loves me, this I know. How do you know, preacher? Because he told me that he does. Amen, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Glad that I'm in the house of God. And Bob, I've been right where you're at. Amen, ain't no doubt all of us have. There's times when we get in places and we say, God, where are you? God, where are you? I mean, troubles come one, not after the other, don't they? Amen, I missed it the other day, but amen, but you know that old saying, when it rains, it pours. That's real, amen. Amen, say, God, where are you? He said, who can separate us, amen, from the love of Christ? Amen, he said, can tribulation, amen, and the man wondered as a sat there, as a tabernacle in God's people, amen, was a living in bondage. I mean, hard days every time they'd work and labor and the whip. I would crack down over their back, and Brandon, they'd pray and say, God, will you bring us out? God, will you deliver us? And seem like the more they prayed, the more work and the more labor that would be put on them. Amen, ain't that right? Amen, the Bible says that the more that Pharaoh would work them. Amen, but I love what he said. He said the more that he put on them, that they multiplied, the more and more. And right in the midst, amen, all that grace, amen, the tribulation, hallelujah. There's one born over there, amen, hid in the river. And God told him when he got up, he said, go tell him, I'm going to bring them out. Amen, he said, I've seen them. I know where they are. But no doubt in my mind, a brother here was Israel, a laboring, and a working, a saying, God, where are you? God, have you forgot about us? God, have you left us here to die? Amen, but I'm glad God, I was still looking at who they were. Oh, I'm telling you. Amen. I felt it when I come in. My discouragement. Amen. Discouragement. If you ain't careful, it'll kill you. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. A tribulation do it. I don't believe it will. Amen. But Brother Bob, we lived a day. They'll look, amen, at the prayer.
depression, anxiety like it's a fairy tale. Amen. It's reality. Amen. It's what I'm talking about. Amen. For the people of God, it's real. Amen. Amen. Have you ever got in a place where you prayed? Amen. And all it done was went right here. I mean, you crawl in your fireplace. Amen. And you agonize. And you plead with it. You'll shed tears. And say, God, where are you?
Oh, yeah.
I told him, what am I?
No.
God, where are you?
Yeah.
God, where are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Health issues. Yeah. Amen. Roll it. Amen. Pray. God, where are you? Amen. Weeping. A man there for an hour. A pain of joy. A cometh in the morning. I say, pray on. Hallelujah. Pray on. There's a God that knows where we're at. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation on the amen. Trouble will come. Best you do. Trouble will come. God still loves you. Amen. Heartache will come. God still loves you. Oh, we ought to be able to shout. Amen. The world around us is going to hell real quick. But God still loves me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've failed him. I've come short. I've messed up. But God loves me. Amen. For God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, amen, that I don't have to pass and you don't have to pass. Why? Because he loves us.
Amen. Will tribulation separate us from the love of Christ?
No. Will distress? No. Will persecution? No. People read them and they'll take them verses wrong. They won't look at them verses and say that just tells us that we can't get out of the will of God. No, it don't. Paul was writing to the church. Paul was writing to the church and wrote, want them to know. Amen. Listen, brother, in that day they is being persecuted. They is being beat. They is being hung. They is being martyred. They is being beheaded. And Paul said, listen, church, I want you to know, amen, the trouble all around you, God still loves you. Amen. He still, the psalmist said, he's got his eyes on the righteous. Don't let me worry you tonight. Get tired going home, baby. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. A persecution to it. Amen. Won't you read the book of Daniel? And see if the persecution will separate us from the love of Christ. I read this for your boys. Amen. One day. Amen. Oh, kill old king. Amen. And made him a god. Hey, throne him. I'm to fall down and worship. Amen. This for your boys. Oh, and everybody else was bowing. They stood firm on what they knew. Amen. Brought him before Nebuchadnezzar. They said, he said, listen, you're going to bow. Oh, but I love what they said. Amen. They said, God, both through the literacy wheel, and if he don't, he won't. But either way, he still loves me. He still knows where I'm at. Amen. Bound him, boys. Amen. Throw them into the furnace. But can I tell you this? Before they ever bound them, amen, heaven had already been called. Amen. Lord had already been dispatched. Amen. One was already in the fire. Amen. Daniel opened his window up toward Jerusalem, up toward the homeland, praise the Lord, and would call on God. Amen. You may not believe it. A day will come when they'll tell us to quit. I ain't telling you nothing wrong. Amen. It'll happen. Hey, God, help us. When the day comes, Herb, ought to keep looking toward the homeland and call it on him. Amen. You say, why, preacher? Amen. Because he loves us. Amen. Daniel, pray and pray and pray. Amen. They told him that's going to cast him in the lion's den. Yeah. Did Daniel quit? No. Hey, oh, no. You know what Daniel done? I know it's Bible school. Amen. You know what Daniel done? He kept on praying. Why? Because he knew there was a God that loved him. There was a God. Amen. That knew where he was. He knew there was a God. He might be cast in the den. But God was able to bring him out. Oh, listen. In this life, I sure will walk through the fire. Sure, we'll be kicked to the curb. But as long as God is pleased and honored with my life, that's all it matters. Who can separate us? Persecution can't. He said, can famine? I don't know if anybody else has been where I've been. There's been times when you open the pantry and ain't no much there. That's reality. Does that mean God don't love us? Look, I can't tell you the times when he's when I ain't had no groceries, but he's been groceries. And I ain't had no gas, and he's been gas. And I ain't had the money to pay my bills, but somehow bills got paid. Can famine separate us from the love of Christ? Oh, no. I'm trying to help you. Amen. I don't know what will if it's don't. Amen. There's nothing. You live godly. You pay your tithes and try to live right. And God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He will. I believe that. Amen. Can famine? I can't. That's Ruth and Naomi. Famine will separate you from the love of Christ. Naomi left. Shame that should have never left Bethlehem. Wound up in Moab. God still loved her. How do you know he loved her, preacher? There's still a way back home. There's still a road to come back on. I'm glad that God, when I was out in the world doing things men ought not do, God had every right to turn me away. God had every right to blot my name out and say I'm done with that boy and send me on to hell. Praise the Lord. I mean, when I was doing things, amen, I'd be ashamed to tell you what I was doing. I mean, I'd curse God. Amen. Say that he wasn't real. God had every right to turn his back on me. But aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Amen. That in the midst of our failures, he loves us. And there's still a way back home. Amen. God help us. Amen. Can nakedness, amen, separate us from his love? Can't do it. I read a one in Mark's gospel. Said I lived among the tombs, running around naked, wasn't he? Living among the dead. Tried to bind him with chains and no man could bind him. He was running around down there naked. Jesus loved him. Jesus got on the ship on the other side of the sea and headed out. He knew. He knew there was an old crazy fella running around down there. He came in the graveyard that was going to need help. Can I tell you this? You might not believe me. Amen. Amen. But before Jesus ever left the portals of glory, amen, before this world that you're looking at, amen, was ever formed, Jesus knew that you was going to be dying and on your way to hell and in need of a Savior. Why do you think he came? Why do you think he left? He knew you'd need him one day. He knew every time we'd fail and falter. But he loves us anyway. I'm not done failing. I wish I could tell you I was. I wish I could tell you that I'd never sin again. Amen. I know my frame. I know what this thing's able to do and what it's capable of doing. Lord Jesus ever saved you, he knew every time you'd fail after he saved you. But he saved you anyway. Boy, it's good to be saved. I'm glad that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. I'm not telling you nothing, Carl. I'm not telling you, amen, you can live like hell and make it. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God that he loves us. He loves us. We can rejoice in the fact that Jesus loves us. You might have walked in with your head down. You walk out of looking up and saying, praise the Lord, Jesus loves me. This I know. Why? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That tells me every word in this is Jesus. And so if this Bible says that Jesus loves me, that's direct out of his mouth that he loves us tonight. Oh, we can rejoice. Pick your head up. He stood over there on the Mount of Olives one day, told them about what we're seeing right now. He told them wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. He said, but when you see these things even come to pass, hang your head and pout. Amen. Quit church and walk off and leave it. He said, when you see these things, look up and lift up your head. We can rejoice. Why is he coming? Why is he coming back after us? Because he loves us. I'm almost done. I've heard men say all my life, amen, that well, if the Lord will just tarry his coming, he ain't a tarrying one bit. Can I tell you what I believe that the Lord's doing? Amen. He's much like he was with Stephen over there. I believe that he's standing on the right hand of the Father looking at us. And he's seeing the trouble. And he's seeing the turmoil. Amen. And he may even look back at God and say, Daddy, can I go now?
Yeah,
come
on,
brother. Daddy, can I go now?
Amen.
Oh, but I'm glad that he's long-suffering. Amen. But I love what John said. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm tired of this ungodly world. I'm ready to go home. That's why he's prepared a place. Because he's loved us. He loves us. Amen. Continually. Good to be here, ain't it? Amen. Boy, there's a good spirit around here, amen. I appreciate that. Hope I didn't kill it for you. If I did, that's all right. Amen. Glad that he loves me, ain't you? Anybody else tonight? Word on your heart.